The bodies of 6 hostages held by Hamas were recovered today in Gaza in a tunnel underneath the city of Rafah. All 6 were kidnapped in the October 7th attack by Hamas. One of the dead was an Israeli American. It's been nearly a year since those hostages were taken, and family members of those who were kidnapped have been stuck in a cruel limbo waiting to learn what has happened to their loved ones. Moshe Levy is one of those family members. His brother-in-law, Omri Meron, was kidnapped on October 7th and is still being held hostage. Moshe joins us now. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Scott.
First, can you just tell us how you responded to today's news?
Yes, it was a very difficult night in Israel and evening here in New York for all families of hostages. We were all dreading the phone call from officials sharing with us that it is one of our loved ones who was murdered brutally by Hamas. But we didn't receive that call, but 6 other families did. And for us, families of hostages, we are just one big family at this point, irrespective of disagreements about one policy or another. And so it was painful. It was heartbreaking. And I'm at a loss of words sometimes, really, to describe the feeling.
Yeah. You know, there have been so many days like this at this point. There are some days with good news, hostages rescued alive. There are other days like today, bad news. How do you and your family and the other families you've gotten to know get through them at this point? It must be excruciating.
We get through them by being together, by supporting each other emotionally, by showing solidarity, by ensuring that we keep on planning what we can do next. We try not to let others distract us from our cause.
You've been using your voice in public, doing interviews like this, speaking for much of the past year, advocating for the hostages' safe return. What is it you want most in this moment, at this point in time?
Well, like many other families of hostages, and what polls suggest, the majority of Israeli citizens, is that we prioritize the sanctification of life over other objectives, that we prioritize bringing home the hostages in the only viable way that we can bring them home alive, which is a deal. A deal that will be too late for so many who were murdered by Hamas in captivity, but a deal that can still save so many other hostages from death. And that's what I want. I want the international community to acknowledge its errors, its mistakes, the way it emboldened Hamas. And I want to hold everyone accountable, including my own government, for not prioritizing this. So that's what I hope to see, but I know I live in a world in which other interests sometimes overrides what seems to be the common sense. And that's how we reach this tragedy in the first place.
You talked to NPR 100 days into this war, 100 days after October 7th. And at that moment, you said it felt harder and harder to keep telling Omri's story. You said you were worried he may be starting to lose resolve, and you also said you were working hard not to give up hope. And I'm wondering how all of those feelings are right now as we approach 1 year of this.
Yeah, it's unfathomable to think about it.
Yeah.
all those past engagements, interviews, meetings, and speeches, it's starting to feel like it didn't change much, but for many it did change because we had a deal in November and it could still change for those who are held captive. It could still change for the non-combatant population in Gaza who is being sacrificed by its own rulers, Hamas under Yahya Sinwar. So we will keep advocating for that. I'm sure Omri remains strong in captivity. When hostages return in November in a deal, some of them reported they saw him there alive, providing them support. He's a shiatsu therapist. He has a very strong mental capacity. And I'm sure he's still there, trying to survive, and we need him to survive. We'll keep holding the international community accountable. We'll keep going to the media and share our story. We have to for them, for the hostages who can still be rescued. And I hope this will change, this terrible news that we receive will change the equation, both for our policymakers and for policymakers who are relevant to the negotiations.
That's Moshe Levy. Thank you for talking to us. And I really hope we can have you back on NPR one more time to talk about Omri being free. Thank you so much.
Thank you.